Good morning, everyone. A happy Easter to you all. Welcome to those here in the sanctuary and to those who are joining us online, either at this time or later in the day. I would like us to say the great Easter acclamation. I will say, Christ is risen, and I invite you to respond with the words, He is risen indeed. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Now, at various points during the service today, I will give that great acclamation. You've got to be ready to respond. So no nodding off. Let us worship God. We sing that glorious Easter hymn, hymn 410. Hymn 410, Jesus Christ is risen today. Call to prayer, the three sad days have quickly sped. He rises glorious from the dead. All glory to our risen head. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty God, we gather this great day to praise you and to celebrate your mightiest act, the raising of Jesus Christ from the dead. We can only imagine what it would have been like that first Easter day. Jesus' followers were traumatized by his suffering and death. In fear, they hid away in a room with the door locked. But some woman courageously went to his tomb, and there they made the most wonderful discovery of all time. It was empty. And then Jesus appeared to them in his risen power. Lord Jesus, far from it being the end, it was a glorious new beginning. Far from death holding you in its grip, life triumphed, and you are alive forevermore. Christ is risen. Gracious God, on this the brightest and best of all mornings, we confess that, like the first followers of Jesus, there are times when we lose sight of all that you have done for us, when we deny you with our lips and betray you with our actions. And we also can seek to keep a safe distance from you for fear of what others will say or think of us. Loving God, forgive us, and in your grace make us now Easter people, a people transformed by Jesus' death and resurrection, a people filled with new purpose and new life, and a people whose joy it is to love and serve you, the God of power and glory. In the name of Jesus, our risen Lord and Saviour, we offer this, our Easter prayer. Amen. Very briefly, before Ewan reads the Easter Gospel to us, a big thank you to all those who responded to the appeal for baking for the tea that followed the service on Good Friday. There was, as always, a tremendous response. So thank you for your generosity. It's good to say that the services throughout Holy Week were very well attended. Indeed, we had the best attendances that we've had for many a year, and that's a great source of joy and encouragement. And the attendance at the early service this morning was also very good too, and it was wonderful to be out in the open air on such a great morning as this to celebrate the resurrection. And now Ewan is going to come and read God's word to us.
Matthew chapter 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as Sunday morning was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly there was a violent earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled the stone away, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were snow white. The guards were so afraid that they trembled and became like dead men. The angel spoke to the women. "You must not be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, just as he said. Come here and see the place where he was lying. Go quickly now and tell his disciples he has been raised from death. And now he is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him. Remember what I have told you." So they left the tomb in a hurry, afraid and yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Peace be with you." They came up to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. "Do not be afraid," Jesus said to them. "Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
Thank you very much, Ewan. That was wonderful. That's a very trendy hairstyle you've got there. Well done. The day of resurrection, earth, tell it out abroad, hymn 413. I've got here with me this morning letters that make up the word Easter. And I'm wondering if some of the young people here today would like to come out and hold up a letter. Out you come. Out you come. That's fine. Thank you. That's super. Now, I got my two nephews yesterday to colour in these letters. It was something that would occupy their time for a wee while and keep them from getting up to mischief. Not that they ever get up to mischief, of course. Now, here we are. If you want to stand up here so that everyone can see the letters, would that be okay? There we are. Good to see you. There we are. That's great altogether. Look at that. Just the perfect number. Isn't that super? There we are. Thank you very much. Now, I would like us to think up words that we can make with each letter, but to make it more of a challenge, the words have got to tell us something about the Easter story, right? So, the first letter, of course, is E. Can anyone think of a word that tells us something about the Easter story that begins with E? Anything at all? Empty. Empty. Now, what does that word empty have to do with the Easter story? Does it tell us something very important? What was empty at Easter? The tomb. Absolutely. Well done, Christine. You know, a word that came to me earlier this morning was E could stand for end. That is what a lot of people thought on Good Friday, that it was the end of Jesus. But that wasn't the case, because on Easter morning, the tomb was found to be empty. Anything else? Who is the Easter story for? Everyone, isn't it? Everyone. The Easter story is a story of love for everyone. I remember the late Queen Elizabeth making that point once when she spoke to the nation. Easter is for everyone. And that's something for us to remember. Now, there's another E, so we better not exhaust the E at the moment. Now, here we are. How nice to see you. What's your name?
Robert.
Robert. How nice to see you, Robert. A. Any gay? Angel. Absolutely. We're told that on Easter morning, the two Marys went to the tomb, and an angel from heaven appeared to them. Well done, Elaine. Angel. Now, there is another word I want us to think of that begins with A, because in the 40 days between Jesus' resurrection and then him going to heaven, he made a number of appearances. Well done, Callum. Absolutely, appearances. He appeared to some of his followers in the garden. He appeared to some of the disciples in the upper room, where only days before he had celebrated the Passover. He appeared to two followers on Easter evening on the road to Emmaus. So there's another one that begins with E. And then, not long before Jesus returned to be with God in glory, he appeared on the shore by the Sea of Tiberias. And he appeared to his friends. And do you know what he did? He cooked them their breakfast. Wasn't that lovely? Do you like a cooked breakfast? Yes, so do I. So do I. Right. So, we've got A for angel appearances. Now, S. Can anyone think, what might the S stand for? S. Sacrifice. Oh, Rod, that's a word I hadn't thought of, but spot on. Sacrifice. Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice when he died for us upon the cross. Thank you for that. And it's very important that we remember that sacrifice on this Easter day. So, sacrifice.
Savior.
Jesus died to save us from our sins. He is our Savior. And today we proclaim him anew as our Savior and Lord. I'm thinking of something else. What was it that covered the entrance to the tomb? The stone. And the stone was rolled away. Well done. There's another thing, another word that begins with S. Skeptics. Skeptics. Those who wonder. I like Thomas. Thomas gets a bad press, the doubter. No, he was a realist. And when he was told by the other disciples, Jesus is alive, he appeared to us, Thomas says, well, I'm not going to believe it until I see him with my own eyes. And as soon as Thomas saw the risen Jesus, he made that great acclamation, my Lord and my God, he believed. Well done. T, hold that one up now, T. What do you think that might stand for? Tomb. The tomb in which Jesus' body had been placed. Does anyone know whose tomb it was? Joseph. Joseph of Arimathea. Now, you know this, we don't make enough of Joseph of Arimathea. He was a wealthy man. He was well up in authority, and he followed Jesus from a distance. But after Jesus died upon the cross, Joseph was so touched by what he had witnessed that he spoke up and he said, at great risk to himself and his position and standing, I want the body of Jesus to be placed in my tomb. And that's what happened. Isn't that wonderful? And Joseph probably suffered as a result of that. But that didn't matter. Jesus was his Savior, his Lord, and he wanted the tomb to be where his body would be placed. Tomb. It could also remind us of the trial of Jesus before he was put to the cross. And there's another word. Now, of course, I've had a wee bit longer to think about this than you have. What is another word for change that begins with T?
Transformed,
absolutely. The disciples were transformed. You see, before Jesus rose from the dead, they were frightened. So frightened that they hid away in a room and they locked the door. They were scared. Scared to go out. Scared that the same thing would happen to them that had happened to Jesus. But after Jesus came back from the dead, they were transformed. They were changed. Fear gave way to faith. And out they went, and they proclaimed the gospel. They could only do that because Jesus had come back to life. We're back to E again. Now, you've had time to think about this. E. Anything at all? Oh, Morg, spot on. Everlasting. Isn't that what we have? Everlasting life. God's love is everlasting. And Jesus has promised all who trust and believe in him everlasting life. That means that when we die, it's not the end. We go to be with Jesus and we live forever. And there is our great comfort and hope. Can I put a wee word in here now? E. Existence. The church's existence. There wouldn't be a church at all if Jesus had not come back from the dead. The church would never have been born. We would not be here. But we are here. We exist. And our existence is evidence. There's another word beginning with E. Evidence that even today, 2,000 years and more after Jesus rose from the dead, he still calls people to be part of his church. Existence, evidence. And then finally, R. What do you think R stands for? The resurrection, absolutely. The resurrection. This was the twist in the tale. The Jewish leaders and the Romans thought they had succeeded in doing away with Jesus. But nothing could be further from the truth. For on the third day, he rose again. He appeared to his disciples and he lives forever. Evermore. Now, Jesus' resurrection calls for a response. There's another word, beginning with R. We're told that the woman responded with awe and great joy to the risen Lord. What is our response this Easter day to the risen Lord and his resurrection? Christ is risen. Well done. Round of applause for these young people here at the front. Now, don't go away, because you've got to get one of them. You can keep it till later on. Will that be okay? Is that all right? There we are. Thank you very much. You're very welcome. And you can take these letters away with you. Is that okay? Thank you. Now we're going to sing our hymn. It's hymn 194. This is the day. Matthew's account of the first Easter morning, which Ewan read to us so well, is very rich in meaning. When Mary Magdala and the other Mary arrived at the tomb, there was a violent earthquake, like the one that occurred when Jesus died on the cross. And we're told that an angel of the Lord appeared and rolled away the stone that covered the entrance of the tomb, in which the body of Jesus had been placed. It was a great joy to have St. Ninian's Primary School here in the church on Thursday for their Easter service. Absolutely wonderful, and at home to the manse greatly uplifted. The children were excellent with their acting and singing, and it was wonderful to see the gallery packed with family members and friends. Well, during the service, I asked the children what they liked about Easter. And not surprisingly, they said, Easter eggs. I told them that I hoped they would all get one on Easter day. But then I said to them, listen, I've got one with me today, and I think we should all share it. Oh, they were delighted and excited until I showed them the egg And their excitement dissipated further when I asked who would like to take the first bite. I don't think so many children decorate hard-boiled eggs these days and then roll them down a hill, but doing that, of course, symbolises the rolling away of the stone on the first Easter morning. But let us ask, why was the stone rolled away? I once read, "The stone was rolled away not to let Jesus out, but to let us in." I like that. The angel who spoke to the two Marys said, "Come and see the place where Jesus lay." In other words, look inside. How often, when we have seen a stately home or grand castle, have we said to ourselves, "I'd like to see inside that home, I'd like to see inside that castle"? Well, today, on this glorious Easter day, we are invited to look inside something supremely better than any stately home or grand castle. We are invited to look inside the tomb. And when we do, what do we see? Can I put it to you? We see hope. I think you'll agree with me when I say we live in a world in which there is much that is good. And we have to hold on to that. There are good people who enrich our lives. There are acts of kindness that touch us greatly. And what about this time of year, the lengthening of the days, the lambs bleating and playing in the fields, the daffodils and crocuses adorning our gardens and parks? All these things surely lift our spirits. They are good. But there is also that which is bad. There is in the world today conflict and war. There is hunger and there is poverty. And there is fear. Fear that makes people wonder what will happen next. One of the great gifts of Easter is hope. And can I suggest to you, our hope is in God, who raised from the dead the Lord Jesus Christ, and who in so doing showed that ultimately, good will triumph over bad. Love will triumph over hatred. Life will triumph over death. The stone was rolled away not to let Jesus out, but to let us in. There is hope, but there is more. Christ is risen. You're still with me. It's important to remember that on this Easter morning, we think about the first Easter morning, that though the tomb was indeed empty, the words of the angel could be heard within it. Having invited the two Marys to look in, the angel then said, "Go quickly and tell his disciples Jesus has been raised from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him." Isn't that wonderful? There you will see him. I was greatly taken when at the school service on Thursday, some of the older children told the Easter story. and reference was made to what some of us from the old parish in Park Church had shared with them recently about Easter. When with the children we got them to act out various scenes from the Gospels, including the events of Easter morning. And it was fun to watch those playing the part of the woman running back to the disciples to tell them that Jesus was alive. And it was also fun to hear the response of the disciples, "Aye, right." "Are you having a laugh?" Matthew tells us the woman ran to the disciples in awe, but with great joy. Easter gives us hope, but it also gives us joy. And joy is different from happiness. Because isn't it true that happiness comes and goes? Happiness is dependent on our circumstances. But Christian joy lasts all the time and is an integral part of our faith. And that is why St. Paul could say, "Rejoice in the Lord always." Not just some of the time. Always rejoice. I will say it again. Rejoice. My dear people, Easter joy remains long after this great day has passed. And it remains because it is not dependent on what is going on around us or who we are with. It has its source, its foundation in Jesus Christ, who died but rose again and gives us abundant and everlasting life. When Jesus stood before the disciples in his risen power, what joy was theirs. The stone was rolled away, not to let Jesus out, but to let us in. We look into the tomb and we see hope. We hear the words of the angel and they give us joy. Finally, though I could go on forever, but I know you'll be keen to get home and eat your Easter eggs. Finally, there is the priceless gift of peace. When Jesus appeared to his friends for the first time following his resurrection, and can you just picture him? The first words were, "Peace be with you." Isn't that wonderful? Jesus knew that after all that his friends had been through, the horror of watching him suffer and die, and the fear that lurked in their hearts and their minds, he knew all that. And therefore he knew that what they needed most at that time was peace. And don't we need that peace as well? When we look at our troubled world, when we are confronted by worry, when sickness comes or sorrow crosses our path, how much we need to know the peace of the risen Lord Jesus Christ. Now, of course, it is not a peace that takes away our worries or prevents us from getting sick or experiencing loss. But it is an inner peace that is greater by far than the peace that this world offers. The peace of Christ, the risen Christ, helps us to cope, to believe that ultimately all will be well, and it gives us the strength to keep going, and it assures us that God's love surrounds us always. That was the experience of the disciples, grueling, though the previous few days had been the most difficult of times, were actually still to come for them with hardship and persecution and death. But they faced up to these things knowing that the risen Christ was with them and that nothing, absolutely nothing, could separate them from him or his love. And so it is for us today. The stone was rolled away not to let Jesus out, but to let us in. Easter gifts for the people of God, hope, joy, and peace. Christ is risen. Amen. Thanks be to God. We're going to sing the hymn 411. Now, something a wee bit different. Girls and women only, verse 1. Boys and men only, verse 2. And then all together for the third and final verse. Okay, so hymn 411, verse 1, girls and women only, verse 2, boys and men only, and then all together for the third verse. Hymn 411, Christ the Lord is risen today. Let us pray. Almighty God, as we celebrate the great news at the heart of our faith, the news that our Saviour died but rose again, we pray that this news would transform and enliven your people, the Church, that instead of being hesitant or disheartened, we would go forward confident in you, and believing our Lord's promise that he will be with us always and that he will bless all that we do in his name, the name that is worthy of praise from every mouth. Christ is risen. Gracious God, we pray for your world at this Easter time. Transform it, that it might become the world you created it to be, a world in which there is harmony and not conflict, a world where those fleeing from corrupt regimes or war-torn lands will find a home and be made welcome, and a world where none go without and all have cause to give thanks for their daily bread. Lord Jesus Christ, whose cross is bare and tomb is empty, you bring hope out of despair, light out of darkness, and life out of death. Strengthen those who are oppressed and persecuted and exploited. And in your risen power be with the lonely, the anxious, the sick, and all who grieve. As a congregation, we continue to remember in our prayers the families and friends of Kyle and Jaden, two teenagers from this parish who lost their lives so tragically in a recent road accident. Bless, O God, their homes and their loved ones with your peace, and give them comfort and strength for today and all the days to come. Almighty God, rejoicing that nothing, not even death, can separate us from you or your love, we give thanks for all who have gone to their eternal home, and for those whom we ourselves have known and loved still. For every loving thought and memory we praise you, and we ask that, inspired by the faithful in every age, we would gladly serve you and joyfully proclaim your praise, and all through that same Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Saviour, who unites us as the one people, and who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Following the benediction, we will sing as the doxology, the words that are found on hymn 412, verse 1, but the words are also on the reverse of the order of service. So if you have an order of service, you'll find the words on the reverse at the bottom. The strife is over, the battle done. If not, you'll find these words at hymn 412, verse 1. But before all that, we sing the great Easter hymn, hymn 419, our closing hymn this Easter day, 419, Thine be the glory, risen, conquering Son.
Thank you.
May the God of peace, who brought back from the dead the Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, guard and watch over you, and the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this glorious Easter day and forevermore.